I'm the reason, cause I'm doing the same.
wrapping up this week's program with Tanuka Chan and Don't Give Up from the album Gizmo. Japanese Breakfast before that did Sit from the album Jubilee. I heard a track from Ren, played him a few weeks ago. Really interesting artist. His videos are kind of frightening. We heard Sick Boy from Ren. Chris Stassinopoulos, about whom I know very little, but I sure like that track, Cosmogony 1 from Light in the Dark Volume 2. Skull Crusher did Building a Swing from Quiet the Room, and that was a long set, wasn't it? John Kay, the unmistakable lead vocalist of Steppenwolf, sounding just like Steppenwolf on a solo album called Forgotten Songs and Unsung Heroes. We had a song called I'm Moving On. Tame Impala did Why Won't They Talk to Me? And we heard Gus doing a commercial, which originally aired on the old Codger show. I have not been paid for airing that spot. No ad revenue on this program. No, no. No way. Hopefully we'll have some new spots from Gus next week. And henceforth. My name's Irwin. If you want to email me, it's Irwin@WFMU.org. You're invited to stay tuned for 7 Second Delay. It'll be a spelling bee, Andy against the listeners. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM. Online, WFMU.org.
Thank you. tomorrow. And it break my mind.
Hi, you're on the air.
Howdy.
Hi.
Juniper from Washington.
Hey, who from Washington?
Juniper. I won Andy's money a little bit ago.
Oh, hey, Juniper. Andy, it's Juniper who won all your money.
Hold on.
Did you get the money, Juniper?
I did. I was trying to send a fax last week, but it didn't get in. I had all this heroin for Andy, and I just couldn't get it.
Oh, man. That's the saddest story I've heard. You're not alone. Apparently, a lot of people tried to send us faxes last week and couldn't get through.
Because, but I can't help but feel responsibility for this spelling bee after calling in with that trivia.
Yes, Andy, are you ready to begin? Are you ready to begin the spell it like Andy B? Andy?
I am.
I'm trying to turn down the volume in my...
Oh, yeah.
Turn down the volume. I can still hear the show. I'm at my best.
Does it begin with frontal lobotomy?
I'm at my best when I can't hear the show. Okay, that's better.
Okay. Sorry, Juniper, but thanks for filling in for Andy.
No, wait, Juniper is, I know that name.
Yeah, Juniper won your money on the second marathon show.
Oh, won a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, $430 to be exact.
And what will that money be used for, Juniper?
Heroin? Frontal lobotomy?
Yeah, heroin, I believe, is what he's been talking about.
I think Tom Waits has...
I use they-them pronouns, by the way.
Tom Waits once said, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Yep.
Was that Tom Waits?
He gets credit for that. Although I don't think that was really him.
I remember when he said it, it was on the... remember that Martin Mull talk show? It was a spinoff
Fernwood Tonight.
Fernwood Tonight, yeah.
Yeah, I loved Fernwood Tonight.
Well, that's where I first heard it.
Huh.
Well, Juniper, thanks very much for your support. And where's Juniper calling from?
Scandahoovia, I believe, or the Pacific Northwest, or the Canary Islands.
Washington.
Washington State, Washington, D.C.,
Washington State.
Okay.
And can you please remember that I use they/them pronouns?
Yeah, Andy, Juniper's not a he/him kind of person. He's a they/them.
Oh, okay, fantastic. What are you, Ken?
I'm a he/him.
Me too. Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Fist bump.
Hey. Yeah, fist bump. Oh yeah, brother. Woo.
Oh, you too.
Okay. No, that's fantastic.
You guys.
Hey, Andy needs some paper.
For he/him to meet another he/him, it's a kind of a sweet moment.
All right, here we go, Juniper. The first, we're doing the spell.
Wait. You're doing this? You're getting right into it?
Juniper was calling, and I answered the phone because you weren't ready to start
talking
on the air.
So this is a spelling bee. We're doing a spelling bee, but we're not asking you to spell a word correctly.
Right.
We're asking you to spell a word as I, Andy Breckman, would spell it. I'm the worst speller. I believe I'm the worst speller in North America.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a little dyslexic. I will transpose letters.
Oh, by the way, Andy, what does the winner of tonight's show win?
I was thinking, if Juniper would agree, the $440 we sent Juniper last week, he would give that up, and we would
they
would give it up, and it would be like a hot potato. We would pass it to this week's winner.
Right. Well, that would have to be okay with them, Juniper.
Yeah, Juniper. How does that sit with you?
Okay.
I'm sorry. How does that say with you?
My money.
How does that say with you guys?
I'll just bill it to you.
No, don't bill it to me. You know what? Keep the damn money.
So yeah.
Money means nothing to Ken.
So what does
maybe you heard how well they did on the marathon?
So what does the winner win, Andy?
The winner went tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, don't make me give up any
okay,
more money.
An FMU T-shirt, fine.
Fine. Okay. Have a T-shirt from your personal collection. Okay.
All right, so...
How about an FMU T-shirt that you've worn?
Fine.
Worn by Ken.
Fine. Okay, so Juniper, I'm going to announce a word, and don't you spell it, because Andy has to write it down.
I'm going to try spelling it myself.
And then once I see how Andy misspelled it, you then have to see it. You then have to see if you can misspell it the exact same way.
So you're not spelling it correctly.
I'll do my best.
And then I guess it would go like this. Ken, we haven't really discussed the protocol yet, but if Juniper gets it correct, or that if she, if they can divine how I would spell it correctly, then Juniper would go again and then again until they miss.
They stay on, right.
Right. And so the winner would be the one that gets the most words.
That wins the most rounds.
That wins the most rounds. That does it correctly most often. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. So the first word.
The first word.
And these are words that you got from the World Wide Web?
Yep. From the English language.
Wait. But these are words that have been used in spelling bees.
Maybe they have, maybe they haven't.
And these are words that have tripped up, contest-worthy spellers.
You bet they have.
Oh God. Okay, I'll do my best. Are they super, super stupid and long words?
No. These are we're going to start off with relatively easy words.
I don't even know if I could spell easy word.
Okay. The first word is reservoir.
God.
Reservoir, okay.
Yeah, reservoir.
But Juniper, you don't have to spell it correctly.
Yeah, you have to spell it like Andy spells it.
Okay, res.
You know what that means, right? Reservoir.
Did you know when I use spell check on my computer, I often am so far off that spell check doesn't recognize what I'm trying to spell.
Huh. Well, you should find a...
Spell check says to me, at least get into the ballpark. Okay, this is me spelling reservoir.
Okay, let me see.
Am I correct? First of all, if I'm correct, that's my point.
You are not correct.
Okay, so now Juniper will try to...
Okay, now Juniper, try to spell reservoir the way Andy misspelled it.
Okay, Andy, can you use it in a sentence?
I can use it in a sentence. The WFMU DJ peed in the reservoir.
Okay, I'm going to guess. R-E-S-E-V-O-R.
No.
Why don't you just call me an idiot? Wouldn't that be quicker?
Well,
you're not an idiot.
Okay, did I get close? I got closer than that, didn't I, Kenny?
Yeah. I don't know which one of those is closer. But, Juniper, thanks for being our first contestant.
Did I spell it? Maybe that will help our listeners.
Well, now don't we want to take
we go to another word.
Oh, we go to another word?
People want to hear how I misspelled it because that will give them a hint.
You
give
sure
them
you don't want to take one more call?
For reservoir?
Yeah, for see if somebody can misspell it the same way you misspelled
Whatever you want, son. Whatever makes you happy, son.
All right. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
I was born to make you happy. No, that's why I'm here.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
You were born to generate extra organs for your father.
201-209-9368. I was born to be soaked every March. That's all I'm good for. You've harvested me. You've groomed me. You keep me dank. You keep me on your little hook.
Well, nobody's calling. And, you know, we jumped right into the concept. So do we want to – now, maybe we should take a break for a second and talk about the fact that you're going to be on location shooting the new Monk movie for a few weeks.
I'll be gone the end of April and then all of May.
Yeah, for 6 weeks, actually. So we are looking for anybody who would like to interview us. If you have a podcast, if you have a podcast, or maybe you're making a film,
Just curious, you just want to ask us questions.
You have a term paper. It can be about the show. It can be about WFMU. It can be about Andy's comedy career. The first interview is somebody who wants to interview us about vampires.
Right. So basically, I don't know if Ken explained it exactly right. We have five shows to fill, and we're going to fill them with Ken and me being interviewed by listeners, maybe 15-minute long interviews,
20 minutes.
We'll cap it at 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll broadcast these interviews. And they don't have to be done on Wednesdays. They can be done at your convenience. We're going to Zoom them. We'll just Zoom it, Zoom with you. Whenever it's convenient for you.
And you're interviewing us for your own purposes. That's the idea. We're not interviewing you. You are interviewing us, but we will air it on a future show.
We will air it on a future show. And I, at least speaking for myself, I will not dodge any questions. Right, no question about Ken. Ken's professional life, Ken's personal life will be off limits to me. Ken may not want to answer them, but I will answer anything you want to know about Ken.
And ditto as far as Andy Breckman and his day-to-day routine, his home address.
Yeah, maybe you're a psychologist that works with children and want to know the effects of Ken walking around his house naked all those years.
Or maybe you're a psychotic serial killer.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, you don't have to have a podcast, although we'd be happy to be on your podcast.
Yeah, we did this in the past, and a couple of podcasters interviewed us,
right?
And it aired on those podcasts.
That's right. We could do that. You could just interview us for maybe you're a high school student needs a term paper done.
Yeah, maybe you're a 7-year-old kid who's supposed to interview an adult or a supposed adult about their career, their job.
Maybe you're just a curious fan. Maybe you're a fan of the station. That's happened once. I met a fan once.
Yep.
At a record fair. It was about 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, a genuine fan
I heard
of the station.
No, I heard about him.
Yeah, he's now since he's died.
He passed away.
Yeah. But it was very exciting to meet him.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. I mean, an unironic fan.
Right.
Someone that genuinely liked the station.
Yeah.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying.
No, well, he
genuinely enjoyed listening to the station.
He was developmentally disabled.
Yeah, I think it was an industrial accident.
Right.
201-209. Oh, wait, why did I give me the phone number? If you want to be part of our series of interviews, and again, it doesn't have to take place on Wednesday. It could take place at 10 p.m.
Right.
Some evening.
This coming Monday, Dan is going to be interviewing us about vampires.
I have nothing scheduled. Ken does have a day job, but
I've moved things around for the vampire interview.
You can find 15 minutes here or there. So we'll work around your schedule. And if you're interested, email Ken at, let me see.
Ken@WFMU.org.
Ken@WFMU.org. You don't write out the word dot, of course. It's just a period.
Yeah.
And it's not .com, it's .org. It's
the key on the keyboard to the left of a question mark.
And .org indicates it's
it doesn't really indicate squad anymore.
It doesn't indicate nonprofit?
It used to in the very early days of the web, but that hasn't really been true for a long time.
Because I've seen how you spend the marathon money. I don't think technically.
Yeah.
You can call yourself a nonprofit.
I think we can.
You think you can?
Yeah. What is it?
Well, I guess when you do it, I guess you have to squeeze a rusty nail so you don't laugh.
Doesn't have to be rusty.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit.
Just has to be sharp.
Yeah. Every dollar you pledge goes toward keep. Wait, I could do this. Every dollar you pledge. Come on, stop making me laugh. I could do it. Let me get through this. Okay. Every dollar you pledge
goes toward
keeping this station on the air. Right. It's all dedicated money, dedicated to our production and keeping the station on the air. I could do it without laughing. How do you do it without laughing?
I don't have any problem. It's like...
Yeah. No, you're good.
Yeah,
good. I guess you hypnotize yourself.
It's like killing a man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You learn
to
live with it.
The first one is hard and it just gets easier.
Yeah. No, yeah. No money goes to our personal... personal account.
So back to the spell it like Andy B.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. And the phone number here, if you want to try to spell it like Andy, is 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air.
You've heard of Bend It Like Beckham.
We're playing
Spell It Like Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this me?
Yes, it's you.
Hey, Ken and Andy, how you doing?
Yeah.
Good. Who's this?
This is Dean.
Hi, Dean.
Or Dino de los Muertos from the chat board.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I just have a quick question for Andy. My buddy Kevin used to be a PA for you on The Monk Show, and he was wondering if the character you named after him is going to be in the movie.
Okay, how's Kevin doing? Wait, last I heard he was thinking
Albright.
About moving. Kevin Albright, he was moving to L.A., I think, last I heard.
Now he's in Texas.
Oh, perfect. Oh, good. I hope he's happy.
Oh, he should go up to Toronto. Andy desperately needs an assistant in Toronto.
I found Kevin. He was working at a comic book store.
That's right.
That's where you always hire assistants.
Yeah, hanging around comic book stores.
At comic book stores.
Well, if I don't hire people occasionally, they kick me out. You can't just spend weeks and weeks in a comic book store.
So you've hired more than one assistant at a comic book store.
They're the best.
Seriously, you have, because I've heard, unless this is the same guy.
It might be,
I don't know. Was this the comic book store in Madison?
Yeah, this is my,
So maybe it's the same guy.
I changed his life. I changed his life. I ruined his life.
Yeah.
He was perfectly happy before I met him.
I know, now he's all strung out.
Selling people the new Captain America.
Yeah.
Well, listen, please give him my regards.
Is the Detective Albright in the movie or no?
Detective Albright.
See, this is not tonight's topic. You should email me, and you can do a whole 15-minute interview with Andy all about this.
Yeah, you can interview us. For
so email me at ken@wfmu.org, because we want listeners to interview us.
We're just desperate for content while I'm out of town.
Right.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. All right.
Maybe they're shy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. Harrison here. I got one for Andy. It's a savage speller.
So are you,
He doesn't understand how
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, do you want to play the Spell It Like Andy game?
Oh, yes, I do. Sorry.
Okay.
He was going to suggest a difficult word.
No, here, I'm going to read a word, and Andy's going to try to spell it. And
is it reservoir, or do you want to?
No, let's move on.
Okay, well, maybe you should tell people how I spelled reservoir.
Well, Andy misspelled reservoir very badly.
I did? It was very badly?
Yeah, pretty badly, yeah.
I wasn't in the ballpark?
No, not even close.
Here's what I spelled. Oh, I'm embarrassed. I don't even want to say it. Yeah, I didn't know it was very badly.
Yeah, why bother? It's not interesting.
Am I playing or no?
Yeah, you are playing. What's your name?
Harrison.
Harrison, has that been your name your whole life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it's going to be your name for the rest of your life?
I think it hit, like, your age. Oh, I might do a little Harry. It will look good on me.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, so the new word.
Shake things up,
Harrison. The way this works is Andy's. I'm going to announce the word. Don't spell it. Andy's going to write it down, and then after he's done, you tell me how Andy misspelled the word. Okay.
Okay, we're doing spell it like Andy. So don't spell it correctly. Spell it like me. Go ahead.
Okay, and the word is intravenous.
Oh, I have a shot there.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. I want to make these possible for you. This is from the easy word list.
They are?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, reservoir also is from the easy word list. Although I think I probably would have gotten reservoir wrong.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
Yeah.
Okay, is this intravenous?
Nope. So Harrison, now you have to try to misspell it the same way Andy misspelled it.
Okay, I think sometimes people say intravenous and intravenous, and right. I think that maybe he went with the latter.
Okay.
With an intravenous scenario.
The V-E what?
Intravenous.
Yeah, no, that's not how he spelled it. That's not how he misspelled it.
Why don't you announce how I misspelled it?
Okay, Andy spelled it intra, like I-N-T-R-A, and then Venice, V-E-N, well, not quite Venice, but V-E-N-I-S-E.
So like Venice Beach with an
S. Yeah.
Wait, was I off by one letter?
No, you're off by more than one letter.
Thank God for spell check.
Yeah. It's Venus, V-E-N-O-U-S.
Oh, intravenous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you, Harrison. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
God, it's like I'm handicapped.
Yeah, well, yeah, why? Because this is because you saw movies all the time during school?
No, I think it's related to, you know how I don't remember names or recognize faces?
Yeah.
I just can't recall. Right. I can't retrieve.
Right.
Words.
Interesting.
At least visually. I can't, it doesn't stick.
Right. Okay, we're going to go even easier. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Uncle Ken. Hi, Uncle Andy. I can't believe I got through.
Oh, thanks, brother.
It's Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam. We enjoyed having you with us last week.
Yeah, thanks for helping last week, Sam.
It was a blast.
Okay, Sam, so here's the word, and Andy has to write it down first. And then you have to try to misspell it the same way Andy did.
God, this is... I didn't appreciate how embarrassing this would be.
The word number three is although.
Okay, well, that I have. I got that. I actually do.
Really?
Yep.
Oh. Okay, you nailed it.
Okay.
Sorry, Sam, he nailed that
one. Now I just have to spell it right also, and I win.
It's a word that I guess is more common.
Huh. If Sam asks an interesting question.
Yeah.
If he spells it right, does he go into the lead?
Well, no, you know, we've announced, though, that I did it.
Oh,
right.
That's right.
Maybe we shouldn't have announced.
Yeah, we should not
have.
Want
to just do this?
Yeah. No. So we'll go to a new one. Successor.
That's may I elect, word. Okay, may I know, you're making the rules. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
May I elect to write out the word although again instead of this word?
No.
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 I have to do this word.
Yeah, you have to try to spell successor.
Okay.
Which I chose this word because it really highlights my lisp.
Okay.
You want me to use successor in a sentence?
I'll use it in a sentence.
Andy will use it.
Ever since Ken's last checkup, lots of DJs have lined up to be his successor.
Very good.
Successor.
Okay. Yeah, now try to spell it. And then we'll get Sam the appraiser who's on the line to
is that correct?
Whoa.
Wait, is that correct?
Hang on a second. It looks pretty close. Let me
pretty close. Close enough that would spell check no.
Well, Sam, do you want to try to spell it the way Andy?
Wait. Did I do it correctly?
You told me not to say.
Oh, I guess. Okay. Don't say.
Well,
okay.
Well, now I've made it obvious.
But I did it correctly.
Yeah, you did it correctly.
Okay, then.
Wow. You've gotten last two. All right. It's time to move to the medium difficulty list.
This show would be more entertaining.
Okay.
I got lucky. Even a stop to
watch. All right.
Watch.
The new word is hemorrhage. Use it in a sentence.
I will use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
This station has been hemorrhaging talent for the last 2.5 decades.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, hold on.
You might want to spell this one wrong, Andy.
No. I'm gonna do the best I can. Is that correct?
No.
It's not?
Nope. All right, so...
No one can spell that word.
Yes,
no
can.
One can spell that word.
So, Sam the appraiser, would you like to try to misspell it the same way Andy misspelled it? Go ahead.
I believe he spelled it H-E-M-M-E-R-I-D-G-E.
No, but that's pretty good.
Hemorrhage Farm.
Right, that's like Pepper. You spelled it like Pepperidge Farms.
So this whole show for the whole hour is just another way for you and the listeners to call me stupid.
You were all for this idea.
I didn't quite play it out in my head the way it's being broadcast.
Sam, you tell me, was this topic intended to make Andy look stupid?
I guess it can't not.
Yes.
Well, do you want to show? Do you want to tell people how I spelled it? Oh, I
sorry,
guess
Sam. Thanks for calling, Sam. All right, Andy, you came very close to spelling it correctly.
Okay, then.
And you spelled the previous two correctly. I do have to give you that.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So all you did was you left out an internal H. You spelled it H-E-M-O-R-R-A-G-E, and that's mostly correct, except there's there's an H after the double R.
You know what? I'm kind of hoping that one of the words is a word that I'm looking at around your desk, like Poland Spring or Kleenex.
Yeah.
Or
Orange
or Mount Hope.
Yeah, that's
oh, my God. If Mount Hope came up, I'd be in heaven.
No, that's
you know what I would do? I would very slyly glance at the sign on the wall.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, please be Mount Hope.
Hi, you're on the air.
Please be Mount Hope.
Hey. Can't believe I made it through. Andy, we're not making fun of you. We're laughing along with you. All the bad spelling.
Yeah,
you're laughing at me.
You've spelled a bunch of words correctly, and you came very close to getting hemorrhage. I don't think I would have.
You're saying, Ken, here's what I hear.
Yeah.
Enjoy your ride to school on the short bus, little man.
Right.
That's all I hear.
You're making it a few laughs.
Yeah, that's everything you're saying. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a special bus because you're special. That's all I'm hearing from you.
Don't forget your participation trophy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Ken, don't you think it would enhance the show if you also shared how Andy spelled it?
We've been doing that occasionally. And we'll do that now. We'll do that as
And what's your name, caller?
Zachary.
Oh, hi, Zach.
Okay. Ask me to spell Zachary.
No, because there's different possible ways to spell it. Here we go.
But there's only one cool way to spell it. Wouldn't you agree, Zachary?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, only one cool way.
I beg to differ.
There's only one cool way.
No.
That with a CH.
Okay, here's the new word.
Yeah.
Surveillance.
Surveillance?
Surveillance.
Like, oh my, we're living in a surveillance state?
Yeah.
Oh, that Richard Nixon... He will
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon. He's unleashed this surveillance state against American citizens.
Richard Nixon. That's like a Jane Mansfield reference. Good Lord.
Sometimes I imagine Richard Nixon and Jane Mansfield hooking up. Do you ever imagine that?
I get the reference, though.
That's a really horrible idea.
Let's do a whole movie about that.
About Jane Mansfield and what movie was it where some hooker tried to come on to Richard Nixon, and he didn't even know what to do. There was a movie
I don't know
in which that happened.
There was a movie about the 3 hours Elvis Presley spent at the White House.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Somebody made a movie
completely stoned out of his mind, volunteering to be an anti-drug officer?
Yeah, volunteering to go undercover.
Oh, my God.
Elvis Presley undercover.
I'd like to see that movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was such a movie.
Okay, Zach. Oh, yeah. Andy, you have to try to spell surveillance. We're getting off track.
Okay, surveillance.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, wait, hold on. Maybe, you know what?
What?
I have a shot at this.
Really? That's right, because you write so many cop shows.
Here you go. Is that close?
Jesus.
Am I right, sir?
Yeah, you got it.
That's how you do it.
Wow. Okay, Zach, stay on the line, and we're going to go for another word. I think it's time to go to the advanced spelling list.
Okay. I'm not scared.
Yeah. Here we go.
I'm not scared.
Oh.
You know, most buses don't have seatbelts. The short bus has seatbelts.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They have double seatbelts.
Yeah, that's right.
One for you and one for your participation trophy.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
One for my special teacher. Lots of people only have one teacher in the classroom.
The new
in my
word,
classroom, I get two or three teachers per student.
The new word is auxiliary.
Okay.
So Andy's trying to spell auxiliary. You can see he's not as bad as we thought.
Wait a minute.
He's gotten half.
Wait, you know what? Wait, I'm looking at it. Wait, hold on. Okay, that's an A. Is that right?
No.
Is that
okay,
close?
Now, Zach, you have
Okay, Zach.
Zach, you have to try to misspell it the same way Andy did.
Okay, I'm gonna auxiliary.
And remember, Andy is a writer for a living.
Yeah.
Right.
But remember,
writing
I wrote.
And spelling are two distinct skills.
I am a writer for a living, but also remember, I wrote Hot to Trot. So.
And
so
also remember,
there's that
Andy writes on an MS-DOS word processing program, pre-Windows, pre-Mac, MS-DOS.
Really?
Yes, I do. It's called WordStar.
WordStar.
Yep.
Yeah,
I know WordStar.
I used to use Zywrite.
Was that the same era?
That was the same era. That seems like 100 years ago.
It was close to 100 years ago. Everyone who invented WordStar and worked for the WordStar company has been dead for 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
Zach, you have to try.
Alive,
you have to try to.
I appreciate that. Who
is the only other writer in North America that I know of that uses WordStar?
Oh,
there's
geez.
One other writer.
I don't know. Joan Didion?
That's a very good guess. Why? Because she's 118 years old?
I don't know.
The answer is George R.R. Martin.
Oh, wow.
Game of Thrones is written on
Yeah, from Bayonne, New Jersey.
Yeah, from New Jersey. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Zach, try to misspell auxiliary the same way Andy did.
Okay, I'm going to say A-U-X-I-L-L-A-R-Y.
Nope.
Oh, boy, you came very close.
But I'm noticing a pattern. Here's how Andy spelled it. A-U-X-E-I-L-L-A-R-Y. And Andy, I've noticed a pattern in your misspellings.
I've noticed a pattern in your misspellings.
Well, the pattern that I've noticed is that you throw in unnecessary E's a lot.
Go to hell. Shut
we
up.
We all do, Ken.
Yeah,
from time
shut
to
up.
Time. You don't throw in an E?
I guess I do. I guess you're right.
I notice a pattern in your hiring mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
You throw in unnecessary hot girls sometimes.
I see. All right. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Ken.
Bye-bye.
They are your, in effect, your E's.
Yeah. All right, so we're playing the Spell It Like Andy B.
I don't believe any E is truly unnecessary.
Well,
I believe every E helps someone.
There's a lot of silent E's in the English language, so you could just claim that all your extra E's are silent.
Yeah.
We're looking for somebody else who wants to play the Spell It Like Andy
B. So nobody has scored. Nobody scored.
The first person who scores might win a WFMU T-shirt worn by me and then cleaned, by the way.
Cleaned by you?
Yes.
Worn by Ken, cleaned by his daughter.
No, cleaned by me.
Oh, cleaned by you.
Yeah.
Even better.
In a machine. I mean, in a washing machine and everything.
Oh, you don't take it down to the river and bang it on rocks?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's better than using the washing machine, which I can't really figure out. And just a reminder, we are looking for people who have podcasts or films or term papers. Or
just want to talk to
us. Or just curiosity. People who want to interview us on some subject. It can be anything. It can be Andy's comedy career or Monk. Or FMU.
For 20 minutes.
Whatever.
For about 20 minutes, and it would be at your convenience. It doesn't have to be Wednesdays.
Right, it wouldn't be on the air. It wouldn't be, you know, we just want an off-the-air interview. You can use it for your purposes, and then we will use it on the show.
We will broadcast the hell out of it, right, Ken?
We'll
not just broadcast it. We'll crank up the volume.
Okay, I'll agree to that. Yeah.
Okay, while I'm out of town.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Oh, wait. Why am I saying that? It's ken@wfmu.org.
Yeah, ken@wfmu.org if you would like to interview us to help
us. Over Zoom, you don't have to leave your own living room.
Right? Yeah. You just have to have a decent microphone.
Pants are optional.
For Zoom. That's true. I don't know why you
Isn't that what your welcome mat used to say, Ken, at your house? Pants are optional.
That wasn't the exact wording.
No.
Yeah. I believe it was naked butts rule.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Phil in California, formerly of Belleville.
Hi, Phil of
Phil,
Belleville.
You used to live in Jersey, didn't you?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Now, the last I heard, you were heading west. I don't. That's the last I heard.
Yeah, it's true.
How are you enjoying California?
It's good. It's very nice. A lot of rain.
Those atmospheric rivers.
Crazy.
Jesus.
But it's all right.
Crazy.
I just moved from Portland, so I'm used to it.
Wow.
Yeah, let's spend the next 20 minutes talking about the weather. You go next, Ken.
I've seen some of the footage from the California floods. It's really mind-boggling.
Yeah, a lot of weather out there these days. Yeah. A lot of weather.
Oh, man, you should see some of
A lot of very interesting weather.
Yeah.
A lot of weather really worth discussing out there in California.
Oh, Ken, Andy, I had this dream about weather the other day. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Ken, this takes any weather conversation to the next level.
Yeah.
This is a dream.
Dream about weather.
About weather.
Oh, man, that is so cool. I have a lot of weather dreams.
You know, when you're talking about the weather, you all just want to just chew glass. You just want to shoot yourself, right?
That's what are you talking
about? But now
about?
This takes it. This takes it to a whole other level. Idiotic level.
A second ago, you sounded like you were really into discussing
this. This is
weather.
A dream about weather. Go ahead, caller.
No, I don't really.
Thank God.
Just wanted to stick it to you.
I have a lot of dreams about weather. I dream about.
I'm begging you. I'm now begging you. I've never done this. At 31 years with you, I've never begged you. Do not tell me your dream about weather.
I had a dream that I was hiking up the Oroville Spillway. You know, in California.
This is it.
And
this is the lowest we've ever gone. Lot of shows, they never know when they hit bottom.
I had been
we
aware.
We will always know.
I had been aware
this
that
this is it.
That the Oroville.
You're witnessing the moment. Ken is talking about
Fine.
A dream about weather.
Fine.
No, go ahead, Ken.
Okay, call
You're
it.
Hiking. Wait, what is there?
I was hiking up the spillway.
Yeah,
of the
all
Oroville
those clouds
reservoir.
Look kind of dark.
Yeah.
On there above the spillway.
And then all of a sudden I realized that it had been raining after all.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden water started coming down the spillway.
That's it. That's the low point.
And I had to get out of the way before it washed me away.
What's the worst thing you ever heard broadcast? I remember. I remember that it was late in March, 2023.
Fortunately, I did
make it. There was a DJ.
I made it to the edge.
Started talking about a dream he had.
Made it to the edge of the
spillway. Was it an interesting dream? No. It was about weather.
But it was a pretty close call,
yeah.
Because the rate of acceleration of the water coming.
This is something you can only do after a marathon. You can't do this and then ask for money the next week. Ken sits on these shows until after the marathon.
That's true. All right. Caller, are you ready to play?
We should remind listeners that pledged money two weeks ago. Are you ready? No refunds.
Are you ready to play Spell It Like Andy? All right, Andy, here's the next word.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
I might have a shot at this.
Yep, you might.
Well, you know what? I'm going to spell it like this.
No.
No,
you
hold
wait.
On.
You wait.
You can do it now. Hold on. Did I get it correct?
I predict. Are we ready?
No, Andy got it right.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, that's not a hard word.
Andy got it right. Okay.
Are these words for like? Are these words for fourth
graders?
That's
what I was going to do. I was just going to spell
Yeah,
like
these
that.
Are for grade. This is for grade school. All right, here's, okay.
Is the caller still talking?
Yep. Here's the next
they
word.
They never quit, do they?
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur.
Yep. Entrepreneur, like someone that starts his own business?
Yes, that kind of entrepreneur.
That's my favorite kind of entrepreneur. Yeah. Oh, my God. No, that's a tough one.
It's from the French.
Oh, Andy. Shut up. It is not.
I think it is.
Who cares?
You know, like 30% of English is from the French.
As long as you're not going to tell me about a dream you once had.
Okay.
Of a spelling bee in France.
Caller.
Did I get it right?
The first letter is going to be the toughest. I have the rest of it, but I can't decide whether I should start with an A or an E. Let me think just for a second.
Start with an E.
Oh, just call me an idiot. Just go ahead.
Yeah, start with an E. He got right. The E. He nailed the E.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Entrepreneure.
Oh, so close. Oh, that was a really good try.
Thank you.
How did I
got the entree. You got the E-N-T-R-A, which is incorrect, and you got that part completely.
Yeah.
But then, Andy... Then Andy wrote the second half of the word P-R-A-N-E-U-R, which is actually kind of close for the second half of the
word. Hey, you know what we could do next week, Ken?
What?
The same show, but with math. The same show. And then the following week, the same show, geography questions.
No.
Yes.
We can't
There's
do
no
this.
Limit to how stupid
That's
I am.
That's true.
There's no limit. It's like reverse Jeopardy. It's like right, idiot Jeopardy.
Well, caller, thanks. He came pretty close.
We're playing reverse Jeopardy. Yeah. You know I'm going to get it wrong, but what will I say? What will my wrong answer be?
And the phone lines are open now. If you haven't been able to get through, like last week, man, last week a lot of people couldn't get through on the fax show.
Is that true?
It's true, yeah.
Oh, you mean the fax number was busy?
Yeah, because we only have one fax number, so people were trying to call it at the same time, and a lot of people...
No, I understand there were some faxes that came in late.
Yes, some really good ones.
Should we answer those?
Oh, well, I left it upstairs. I left this one really
Doesn't
good one
matter.
Upstairs.
Doesn't matter, we're having so much fun.
And
I wouldn't want to interrupt this.
I did post one of the ones that came in late on today's playlist page, if you go to WFMU.org. It's actually a really beautiful fax that you may not have seen.
Some of them were quite lovely.
It's a lovely woman dreaming of Andy, to tell you the truth.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, yeah, no, I did see that. That came in at the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that was beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's no Joey Heatherton, admittedly. She's more of a, I don't know, Laura Nero type of woman. I'm not sure. But she's obviously very fond of you.
Laura Nero?
Very fond of you. All right, we have a bunch of people calling in. Hi, you're on the air. Do you want to play Spell It Like Andy?
This is a lifelong dream to try to meld with the mind of Andy Breckman.
All right.
It's a mind
Love
meld.
The show. Can't believe I got through.
Thank you, Danny. Here's the next word, Andy. Camouflage.
That's an interesting word. I'll tell you something interesting about the word camouflage.
Yeah.
No one has ever spelled it correctly.
That's not true.
No one.
No, many people.
No one.
No, many kids even. Have been able to spell it correctly.
Camel. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As we break into the Breckman compound, be sure to wear camouflage.
Now, flage is from the French?
Yes. I think this is another French-derived
Meaning
word.
Meaning squatting in the shrubs?
Yep.
Is this correct? I'm finished with my shot. I took my shot.
Okay, that is not correct.
Damn.
And Danny, would you like to spell it how Andy spelled it?
Okay, this is the challenge. All right, yeah. I'm ready.
Go ahead.
C, I'm going to start. It starts with C.
You nailed it.
Okay, I did that. Okay, I knew that.
C, C-A-M-A.
So far, so good.
F-L-O-D-G-E.
Oh, my God, you did it!
Wait,
Danny did awesome. It!
Wait, he spelled it incorrectly?
He spelled it incorrectly, exactly, exactly how you spelled it.
So right now, he's done it once. So let's see if he can do it again.
Wow, so Danny's
well,
in the
right.
lead.
I got a second word. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, wow, so you got a second word.
Wait, so he's as uneducated as I am. He's as dumb as I am.
No, he knows. He's smart. He was able to guess how you would misspell it.
I'm on the short bus. I'm going to my special school. I turn around. You know who's sitting behind me?
Who?
Danny. My pal Danny. Hey, Mom, I made a friend today. Hey, Mom, he spells camouflage just like me.
Okay, here's the next word.
Okay.
Hootenanny.
Well, this I should know from all my hours at, yeah. at Folk City.
Yeah, you've certainly played enough of them.
Yeah, I have. Hootin, I never looked at the sign on the door. Hootenanny, is that Hootenanny? Did I spell
Danny,
it correctly?
Danny, Andy has misspelled Hootenanny.
Oh, for the love of God.
All right.
So you have to misspell yeah. it the way Andy
I know
did.
It's from Hooters.
No.
It's from Hooters.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, check out the rack on Joan Baez. She's got some amazing Hooters.
No.
That's how it got its name.
That is not how it got its name.
It did. Joan Baez used to show up with her sister.
What was her sister's name? Maria Muldaur.
No.
Farina.
Yeah. Hey, check out the Hooters on the Baez sisters.
No,
that's how Hootenanny got their name.
Completely wrong history. It comes from Hoot.
Like it's such a hoot, we're having so much fun.
The hoots were, you know, these.
No, no one ever had fun at a folk Hootenanny.
But they were called.
It came from the rack on Joan Baez.
No, these shows were called hoots.
Have you ever heard Joan Baez sing? How else do you explain her popularity? There's only one explanation. Phenomenal rack on that girl.
No, you're completely wrong. Okay, so Danny, you have to try to misspell this word the same way Andy did.
All right, this is tough. I'm okay. gonna try. Hootenanie.
Oh my no. God! You must think I'm
no.
Just, you must think I have trouble walking.
But Danny, you are still in the lead with one win. So you so far you're in the lead to win a WFMU T-shirt worn by me and cleaned on the rocks in the Hudson River.
Oh, there you go. Right. That's so it's got to look like a Matt Warwick type shirt then.
Yeah, a little bit like that. Thanks for playing, Danny.
I don't know that reference. Or his shirts kind of, that's what they
are. Oh, and Matt Warwick has a marathon T-shirt that he wears the entire marathon, every marathon.
And he's worn it for years?
Yeah, and he just writes which marathon, you know, what year it is on it. And it's really disgusting.
That's his lucky little T-shirt?
Yep.
Man, Andy, we should get a lucky T-shirt.
You came very close to spelling it correctly, but you left off the second N in nanny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Then we have another piece of scrap paper.
There you go.
I've used up that one. We could do this every week with almost every every
true.
Subject.
It's
we could do science.
Ken and Andy.
Hi, who's this?
You know what else we could do with on this?
Who is it?
This is Peter Meyer.
Oh, hey, Peter.
You know what else we could do, Ken?
What?
We could actually ask people, questions about my life, my past, and see if I get it right.
All right. The next word is isthmus. You know.
Oh, isthmus. I'll use it in a sentence.
Yeah, use it in a sentence.
Isthmus is a word that no one has ever spelled correctly. Isthmus.
Very good.
Okay. Is an isthmus an island? It's a near island, right?
No, not an
Isn't
island.
Isn't it?
No.
What is it?
It's a narrow passage of land surrounded by water, but it's not an island.
Screw you. That's an island.
It's like a land bridge.
Oh, it's close enough to an island. Now my lisp is being brought to the fore. Wait,
isthmus.
All right, hold on. Wait, is that correct?
Oh, my God!
Is it?
Yeah.
Isthmus.
How the hell did you do that?
I don't know. M-U-S, I got it right.
Wow. Oh, my God, it's true.
Well, you actually helped me.
How?
You said narrow path surrounded by water.
Uh-huh.
So narrow path, that's
I-S-T-H.
Yeah.
That's like a misspelling path.
Thamis, yeah.
Gotcha.
Thamis, that means narrow.
Uh-huh.
It's Latin.
Okay.
I don't know.
Entomology
I just got lucky.
Etymology with Andy.
201-209-9368. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Peter. Oh, let's take another one with Peter.
Okay, yeah, Peter's great.
Yeah.
Peter great?
Nomenclature.
I've been forgotten about.
Nomenclature?
Nomenclature.
So
wait, I even forget what that means.
Peter,
nomenclature. Is that like a local usage of,
like
of language?
Yeah, lingo.
Yeah,
like,
local lingo. Yeah. Okay, local language. Nomen, right? From the Greek meaning, I don't know. And then clature, which I believe is Latin for how to spell it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's
Man, you should teach linguistics at NYU.
Yeah, no, that phone has never rung.
Yeah.
Okay, nomenclature, is that correct?
Damn.
Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is.
It's too good.
N O M E N.
Yep.
Clature.
Yeah, you got
it. Okay.
All right. I'll try this one for size.
Maybe this is kind of boring now.
Buoy.
Buoy, like in the water.
Yeah.
Well. Isn't that correct?
You're not as bad as you say.
Well, I'm pretty bad, but buoy, that's just four letters.
Yeah. All right. Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you even know that word. Magnan. Oh, okay. This I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have confidence in that. Is that correct?
Jesus, Andy, you're on a roll here.
Wait, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, so these are kind of.
I'm going to have to go back.
But these are words you can sound out.
Right. Yeah. Prescience.
Oh, prescience.
Prescience.
Like someone that is aware of something that's
ESP
going to happen.
Yeah, somebody who can tell something's going to happen.
Wait, what's the difference between prescience and prescient? Wait, prescience.
It's two different pronunciations for the same thing. Prescience, yeah.
Wait, it is the same word?
Yeah, same word.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, you just gave me the clue I needed. Prescience. Is that correct?
No.
It is not?
All right, Peter. Now you have to spell
it. Nobody can spell that word.
Peter, you have to spell it like Andy.
That word is stupid.
It's prescience? Is that
yeah, but you don't want to spell it right. You want to spell it wrong, but same way okay. Andy spelled it wrong.
Prescience.
No, sorry, Peter. Yeah, Andy spelled it P-R-E-C-I-O-N-C-E, which is incorrect.
But how close was I?
Not very close. It's like pre-science. Like, that's how it's called.
Oh, wait, is that?
Pre-science.
Oh, you know what? Of course it is like pre-science.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been very helpful if you had pronounced
it like that. Yeah, if I had said
that
ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that from time to time.
Pre-science.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for playing Spell It Like Andy. Our phone lines are open now, 201-209-9368.
You heard of Bend It Like Beckham, right, Ken?
I have.
This is our little
Keira Knightley's first big movie.
It is?
Yeah.
How would you know that? Where did that come from?
I don't know how I know that.
Keira Knightley.
I paid attention to Bend It Like Beckham.
And wait, and what
when
else?
It came out.
How would I know Keira Knightley?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Huh? What do you mean? No. What, you never saw those?
No. Was she in...
She's in all these...
Was she in any of the Happy Hooker series?
Nope. She's in a lot of period movies, Jane Austen movies.
Yeah.
She's what the hell else? I don't know. She's been in a zillion things.
Yeah.
A zillion things.
Off my radar.
Huh, that's interesting. I wonder why. Off your radar. She's too arty, I guess.
She's too talented.
Yeah. But you know who Scarlett Johansson is, right?
I get intimidated.
Oh, no, because you don't like the comic book movies.
I guess I've seen her in those comic book movies.
Yeah.
But I know who she is.
Yeah.
I saw her on Broadway doing Tennessee Williams.
Really?
Yeah.
Why were you going to see a Tennessee Williams?
Because,
you like Tennessee Williams?
Well, I do like Tennessee Williams, but my wife would say I went because of Scarlett Johansson.
I see.
I was sitting in the, I couldn't get in the front row. I sat in the second row.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept going, hey, hello, hello, hey.
Usually.
I kept waving.
Yeah, usually you get escorted out.
Well, yeah, no, I made it like halfway through the first act. Scarlet.
Oh.
Scarlet.
But then they did escort you out.
Well, escort. I guess technically I was escorted out.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't leave of your own volition, right?
Yeah. I mean, according to the New York Post, I was dragged out. I like to say escorted.
Yeah.
Hey, Scarlet. Hey, it's me, Andy.
That's not a great approach.
I didn't know how else I'd ever get a chance to meet her.
Yeah. You might, you know, play up your showbiz connections. You
I
know,
was wearing my FMU t-shirt. I have my own show, Scarlet.
No, you ought to have
Wednesdays, 6 o'clock.
You ought to ask your agent to contact her agent.
Oh, yeah, that probably would be better.
Yeah. If anybody wants to play Spell It Like Andy, we can have one or two more rounds at 201-209-9368. And one final reminder, Andy and I are looking for people who would like to interview us.
We have hours of airtime to fill, and we're going to do it with
over Zoom.
We're going to do it with interviews from our listeners interviewing us. We're not interviewing you. If you have questions for me or Ken, maybe you have a podcast, maybe you have a school project, we're good for 15, 20 minutes. We'll talk to anyone, right, Ken?
Yep.
Over Zoom at your convenience, ken@wfmu.org.
Yeah, and I have no problem revealing all the things that Andy's told me about big celebrities that he couldn't possibly announce on the air.
I met Scarlett Johansson. In a sense, I met her.
You never met her.
I was within 25 feet of her.
It's more like stalking. They, you know, they yep. had to forcibly remove you.
I have stalked some of the most famous movie stars in the world. Happy to talk about it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Scarlett. Hey, Scarlett.
Wow, that's an amazing imitation of Andy.
Yeah.
I guess that's all we got. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Michael, Boston.
Hi, Michael. Are you ready to play Spell It Like Andy?
Sure.
Here we go. Miscellaneous. The word, Andy, is miscellaneous.
Yeah.
No.
Michael. You're not spelling it right. We give Andy a chance to spell it, and then you're trying to spell it like Andy did.
I'm trying to spell it like Andy.
Yeah, wrong.
Yes.
You're trying to spell it wrong. No, wait.
Wait till Michael. Michael just tuned in,
I guess. Michael, yeah.
Michael, is this your very, very first radio show?
No.
That you've ever heard? Okay.
Let's see.
Okay, did I get it correct?
Nope.
Was I close?
No.
Was I within shouting distance?
Yeah, maybe.
Can you see the word correctly spelled from where I'm standing?
I'm noticing another pattern in your misspellings. So, Michael, now you get to spell it. Andy misspelled it. You have to misspell it the same way Andy did.
Missalaneus.
No, that's wrong. So very good. Very good. You got it very wrong. But it's not wrong in the same way that Andy was wrong.
Okay.
So thanks for playing Spell It Like Andy, Michael. Andy, you came very close. But here's what I've noticed also about your misspelling. You don't know the E-O-U-S form.
I guess yeah. that's my Achilles heel.
Yeah, miscellaneous ends with E-O-U-S. You spelled it I-O-U-S.
Ask me how to spell Achilles heel.
Achilles. Go ahead. Spell Achilles.
Well, no. I'm going to start with heel.
Okay. Right heel. But
okay,
leave
heel.
Room for Achilles before.
Is heel correct?
Yes.
So the worst I can do now is 50%.
That's true.
I spelled heel correctly. Achilles.
Achilles.
Capital A.
Brad Pitt.
Why do you say Brad Pitt?
The movie Troy. And he
played Achilles?
He played Achilles.
He did?
He did a great Achilles, yeah.
Is that Achilles?
Nope. That's not Achilles.
Wait, is that heel?
That is heel.
Okay,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, you nailed heel.
So what are you smirking about?
I
got half of it right.
I'm smirking at your Achilles there. That's what I'm smirking at.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Morality is Ken's Achilles heel.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
It means you have no moral compass.
I see. Okay.
People pledge money to the station.
Yeah.
You've bought yourself a new Corvette.
Corvette! That's like Nixon. That's another Nixon Jane Mansfield reference.
It is?
Yeah.
They don't make Corvettes anymore?
Well, they do, but it's just like not a...
It's not the car not of choice?
A, yeah, not when you want to make a reference to a current hot car. Yeah.
God.
Corvette's just showing your age.
God, isn't it? Isn't everything showing my age?
I don't know. What would you say now? You'd say a Hummer?
Do you say a Tesla?
Stretch limo. Yeah, a Tesla. Yeah, those are so expensive. But on the other hand, those are, you know, everybody's looking down on Elon Musk right now. So
yeah, it's trendy. So join that trend, Ken.
Right.
Hop right in.
So you wouldn't want to say
that. You know which
that.
Way the wind's blowing.
That's
now
right.
Now that you know, you set your sails.
That's
oh,
right.
I'm against Elon Musk now, right?
That's right.
Let me tell you how I feel about Elon Musk. How do all of you feel?
Well, you would never use a reference like that for somebody who's become, like, public enemy number one.
Yeah, but he's public enemy number one.
He has sort of become public enemy number one.
You know
one.
Who I hate even more than him?
Who?
Putin.
It's hard to say who's worse.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah, it is really hard
to
say.
No, I read Twitter. Those 18 guys on Twitter, they have very strong opinions.
You don't read Twitter.
No, thank God.
Remember when we bought you fake Twitter followers?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, when I had my toy company?
Yeah.
How'd that work out
that
for me?
That was fun. It actually worked out pretty well for you.
It did?
Your toy company, yeah.
I made a couple bucks.
Yeah, you made some money on your toy company.
Yeah, I gave it all to you.
Nah, you
every
didn't.
March.
Oh, not even
every
close.
Every March.
Not even close.
Be nice to Andy. Be nice to Andy. We hit him up and just be nice to Andy till March. That's what goes around this office.
So that's something that people could interview you about. Be like, if you made so much money on your toy company, why did you disband it?
I did. You know, I hit a few bumps, and I kind of got burned out. But it was really a fun 4 or 5 years. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah,
it was fun to build something from scratch.
And you made out quite well.
Well, if you want to know, maybe someone wants to interview me about my toy company.
Yeah.
But I developed the 60 toys, 60 games.
Wow.
We pitched 60 games. Of those 60 games, I sold, licensed 8.
That's good. That's a great rate.
I think it's a good percentage.
Yeah.
Of those 8, 6 of them tanked
and were
flops, made no money. But and then there were, which left 2. One was a modest success. It was called Who Tooted.
Right.
And then I
we
had a...
We all remember the farting game. We all remember
and then
it.
I had a, and then I had a party game. Am I allowed to say... You said... wait, you just said, yeah.
All right.
Wait, hold on. I asked permission. Wait, what did you think I was going to say?
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU
Metro. I asked permission.
In New York City.
That's
in
not on me, pal.
County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Been around the world, I've been from place to place. Let me tell you, girl, I say you take the cake. Every time I see you, girl, I can't be still. Let me tell you, girl, that's how you make me feel. Cause you're my sweet loving mama. Say you're my sweet loving mama. Yeah, yeah, got the kind of loving that I dream about. Got the kind of kissing that I can't do without. You're my sweet loving mama. Say you're my sweet loving mama. You look so good, you ought to be a movie star. When you walk the streets, the folks, they stop their car. Ought to be a law against a girl so fine. Let me tell you, child, I say I'm glad you're mine. Cause you're my sweet loving mama. In the morning, yeah. Well, now, got the kind of kissing that I dream about. Got the kind of loving that I can't do without. You're my sweet loving mama. Be a movie star. When you walk the streets, the folks, they stop their cars. Ought to be a law against a girl so fine. Let me tell you, girl, I say I'm glad you're mine. Cause you're my sweet loving mama. Say you're my sweet loving mama. Hey, yeah, got the kind of loving that I dream about. Got the kind of kissing that I can't do without. You're my sweet loving mama.